This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 26 of our podcast on Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Sciences, where we review the trends that we noticed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine about instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences. This episode, we have three trends that we are going to discuss. We have four recommended readings, and I believe we have two items that we're going to discuss in the crystal ball. So, Abby, you are up. Talk about our trends.
Thank you very much, Tim. Well, the first trend, probably the biggest thing that happened last week in the instructional technology and design community is that the AECT International Convention occurred in Jacksonville, Florida. So as a kind of a post-convention report, trending at AECT in general, we saw a large number of professional development opportunity sessions, especially for emerging faculty. So we saw a lot of doctoral graduate student seminars on how to do things like put together an effective resume, what to do to get your first position, as well as a lot of workshops and activities for junior faculty who are new in their positions and how to succeed in their positions. These were all wonderful things. I heard nothing but good things about all of the workshops presented. The research and development presentations at the conference were on, as always, a wide range of instructional technology topics. But in perusing the program and looking around the roundtable sessions and the poster session floor, two common themes came up most often. We're seeing a lot of research being conducted on educational gaming, and a lot of research being conducted or reported on instructional use of mobile devices. So that's what was trending at the AECT International Convention. In the larger world, as predicted in our last episode, we saw a great many more stories related to security issues in the last 2 weeks. Although I must say, I think you and I were both a little surprised at the broad range of these security issues. Everything from hidden cam problems at Harvard University to reporting on phishing scams from Google. Apparently, they're reporting that phishing scams have something like a 45% success rate, which is astounding, but good to know. And on the more positive side, or at least a positive trending, is groups like Twitter working to fight online harassment of women, which I think we can view that as being a positive in that there's a proactive approach to dealing with a problem. The other trend that we saw was a lot of reporting on updates and improvements for wearable devices. For example, the Jawbone Up now has a number of new sensors and capabilities that allow it to monitor even more of one's own personal metrics. And I must say, the one that fascinated me most was the one that you flipped over on, the Onyx OnBeep, which when I watched the video, the demo video, it really is, from the Star Trek The Next Generation series, a communicator. Just tap, you hear a little beep, and then you speak. And then someone else taps, and they're a little beeper and speaks back to you. Finally, we saw a satisfyingly large number of articles on learning and cognition, which we don't normally see. We normally see a few of these in a two-week period, but we saw a great many more of them this last 2 weeks than we've seen in quite a while. And I think you and I agree both that we're encouraged by that. Yeah, so that's what's trending.
So great. So I actually think I said we had three trends. That if we add in AECT, that's four. So just had to correct that. Now we're on to our recommended readings. And between the two of us, we came up with four that we want to pass along.
We did indeed. The first one is, these are in no particular order, Social Media Gains Momentum in Online Education by Jordan Friedman for U.S. News and World Report. And that's a little bit self-serving on my part because I'm quoted in that. But I actually do think that it's a good article on the use of social media in online education. The second one is learning is the most celebrated, neglected activity in the workplace by Giampiero Petrilieri. And I'm sure I mispronounced that and I apologize to him, for the Harvard Business Review, which is a very good article on learning activities in the workplace, kind of an opinion piece, but an opinion piece that's based on a great deal of experience. I highly recommend it as a very thoughtful piece. Then another one that you and I were both enthusiastic about is The Truth About How Your Brain Gets Smarter by Christine Comerford for Forbes. And this is a nice piece that's real. It's very brief and to the point, but it gives you a solid overview of what neuroscience is currently saying about how we effectively learn. And finally, Is Human Intelligence Rising with Each Generation? By Carolyn Gregory, and I know we're mispronouncing that, and I apologize to her. This is for the Huffington Post. And this is a very interesting article that you were particularly fascinated by, Tim.
Yeah, I have to put a plug in too from one of my former professors who's quoted in there, Jonathan Plucker. Yeah, it's just an interesting read about the whole concept of what's happening with human intelligence. So don't want to spoil it, so I'll let you read it. But it's a nice read.
It's a very good read. Yeah, and those are our recommendations.
And so now that leaves us with the crystal ball.
The crystal ball. Well, we have two things that we see in our crystal ball, because the crystal ball is a bit foggy at this time of year. But what we see clearly through the crystal ball is look for holiday shopping lists. Look for all kinds of holiday shopping lists. But from the point of view of an instructional technology standpoint, look for holiday shopping lists about the top 10 items that you should be sending students to school with, or the top 10 apps that they should have on their phones, the top 10 productivity tools that you need to become more effective. That kind of thing, mostly geared toward consumers as they're preparing to make their purchases for gifts and things for the holiday season. And I think that's a fairly easy prediction on our part. The other thing we can see in our crystal ball here is that we're going to see a lot more articles that related to improvements to or discoveries about existing hardware and software, which is to say we're not going to see a lot of new products coming to market right now. At least this is what we predict. We predict that we're going to see an awful lot of detailed explanation about current products, existing ones, with not so much the introduction of new products. So those are our crystal ball reports.
Excellent. So we come to the end of an episode. We want to remind you that you can visit our website at www.trendsandissues.com. to read the notes for this show and listen to past episodes of our podcast. Our next episode is November 25th. We'd like to thank those who are subscribing to our Flipboard magazine and those who are following us on iTunes and Stitcher.
And Tim, I just have to give a quick shout out to Craig Howard, Dr. Craig Howard at Texas A&M at Texarkana, because in a fit of whimsy, I promised him I would at AECT. So, hey, Craig.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.